Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so excited because on the phone with us, we have Christy Otterson. She's the Household Hazardous Waste Program Manager at Dakota County, and we are thrilled to talk to her about all things household hazardous waste. It's so nice to chat with you, Christy. How have you been?
Wonderful. Happy to have the sun out. And happy to be chatting with you today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Christy, for people that don't know what your title exactly is, can you tell people?
Sure. So I work for Dakota County in the Environmental Resources Department. And what we do is we run a household hazardous waste program so that we provide a permanent facility in Eagan called the Recycling Zone, where residents can bring in household hazardous waste and other things that are hard to get rid of.
So what are some of those things, please?
Sure. Some examples would be paints, pesticides, oil, fire extinguisher, mercury, say an old thermometer or an old thermostat, fluorescent lamps, electronics, batteries. We even take cooking oil and other things.
Oh, goodness. I guess I never thought to send cooking oil your way. So how does that work exactly?
Well, what we do is we have a facility that's open year-round. It's 4 days a week. So we're open Wednesdays from 9 to 8, Thursdays noon to 8, Fridays 9 to 5, and Saturday 8 to 5. And what we do is we ask residents to put items in the trunk or your back of your vehicle. If you have smaller items, put them in a box that you can leave behind. Make sure everything is labeled. And then when you come to our site, you're going to have your ID or your driver's license ready, of which they're going to scan at a booth when you drive up to the site. All the items are going to be free, except for TVs and monitors, which are $10 each. And then tires, which we accept, will vary based on the size. So they'll direct you to an unloading area. You're just going to stay in your car, and then the staff are going to unload your items for you. So the one unique item with this would be if you happen to be bringing in sharps. Then we ask that you keep those in the front seat with you, and then the staff will bring a container right to your window, and then you can place them in there.
So this is a wonderful opportunity for people to get rid of some of the things as we're doing spring cleaning out the garage, that kind of thing, that could be hazardous. And why is it important for us to take them to your facility versus trying to dispose of them ourselves?
Well, a couple of things. We don't want to have them end up in the trash or dump down the sink. So here in Dakota County, we happen to have two landfills that take in residential waste. And so we really want to provide residents convenient ways to make sure that these things don't end up in the landfills in Dakota County. The other thing is the majority of the drinking water in Dakota County comes from groundwater. So we have even more incentive to make sure that these types of hazardous items are handled in a manner that's minimizes harm to the environment and to people.
And actually to animals and fish and different things that might be in somebody's waste products, right?
That is correct, yes. Last year at our facility, we had over 75,000 cars come in.
What?
And just in the household hazardous waste materials, we had 1.8 million pounds of household hazardous waste. The number one item that we actually get in is electronics. And if you think about your house and all of the electronic devices in it, there are a lot of things that people are getting rid of. So last year we had 1.2 million pounds of electronics. And those we actually send to a facility called Dynamic Innovations Recycling out of Onalaska, Wisconsin. And they actually recycle these items. Another thing that we do is we do take in regular household recyclables for people. Say you had a number of, you had more cardboard that you could fit in your curbside cart and you just need to get rid of it, we do offer you the opportunity to bring that into our facility too. One of the unique programs we have is we sort out items that people bring in that are really good. So we look at these things as products that can continue to be reused. So in our facility, we have a separate room called the reuse zone.
What? This is exciting.
The reuse zone, last year alone, we had 300,000 pounds of products that we provided for free for visitors who came in. So you can essentially go in there and shop. Say you have a small painting project and you don't want to go out and buy a new gallon of paint, you could come into our facility. There's new products coming in. Every single day, we replenish the shelves based on good stuff that other people bring in and make them free for visitors to take.
And how do you advertise what's there? Or is it just hit or miss? And do you make an appointment then to come to your facility?
Yeah, so the reuse zone is actually open the exact same hours as the recycling zone. And so as far as what we don't advertise is what products are there, because it can vary from moment to moment depending on what people bring in and the quantities that people bring of usable products that go out. Probably the most common item that we do have out there, though, is latex paints and various spray paint colors available for people.
And is there a charge to taking something from your facility?
There is no charge. All the items that come in that are reusable are free. The only thing we ask is that people take what they're going to use versus taking a whole bunch that they're going to end up storing and not using at their home. We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to get some of these free items for their use.
So they would go then to your facility. Is it in Eagan?
It is. It's located at 3365 Dodd Road.
What are the hours? When can we go look at what you have and perhaps take something?
Yeah. So the hours that we're open are Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday, 12 to 8 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you don't remember this and you just want to look it up, we encourage you to go to dakotacounty.us and search recycling zone. All the information as far as what we accept, the reuse zone, hours of operation, location are available on our website.
Christy, what is the oddest thing that has been brought in?
Well, we do get in quite a few odd things. And generally, we're going to see some really old items from old homes or farms that are being cleaned out. So a really interesting one was last week, we had this metal cylinder that came in, this cardboard sleeved container that had a mailing label on it. So it was identified as refillable and returnable. And inside of it was this metal container called the Wonder Insecticide.
What?
And it was sold.
Oh, dear.
It was sold as non-toxic to humans, pets, plants, and animals. And it was designed to kill fleas, flies, mosquitoes, moths, ants. And so when you looked at this and you looked it up, the chemical was known as DDT.
Oh, no.
Yes. So this was a chemical that was developed back in 1939, and it was banned in the United States back in 1972.
But yet it was on someone's farm until just last week.
Someone's farm, someone's home. Last year we happened to have someone else contact us with an actual drum that had DDT. And this drum happened to be squirreled away in an old hotel that had been converted into apartments. And it was used for carpet cleaning.
It was used for carpet cleaning?
Yes, because you think about it, it killed fleas. That's how it was advertised. Fleas, ants, flies, probably roaches. Ugh. In a hotel environment. Yeah.
So those are crazy stories. How about big giant TVs or things like that? Isn't there a size limit of things that we can bring you?
There is not. And so the pros and cons with the TV is that they are $10 each. So if you have a very small one, it is $10. And if you have a monster TV, it is $10.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But so we do charge $10 per TV. And again, those are, that is to help with recycling them and covering the cost for that.
Christy, as far as other duties that you have, what are some of the other things that you work on in your job with Dakota County?
Yeah, so we have a variety of contractors that we work with that service our recycling zone. So we have partnerships with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture to work on to help us with pesticides and farm chemicals. We work with a company called Call to Recycle for batteries. In Minnesota, there's a program called Paint Care, which is a paint stewardship program. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I'm not. What does that mean, please?
Yeah, so this was established back in 2014. And what it is if you go in and when you buy paint nowadays, say, for example, you're buying a gallon of latex paint to paint your bedroom a new color. When you look at the receipt, you're going to see that there was a 99-cent charge for paint care. And so what that money goes towards is for collection points throughout the state of Minnesota where people can bring in their paint. And, for example, in Hastings, you can actually bring it to the Sherwin-Williams location. And then it's collected and it's transported to a place called Amazon Paint, Amazon Recycling, which is in Blaine, Minnesota. Here they actually recycle the paint and make it back into paint that's available for sale.
So what happens to some of the other waste things that you have?
Sure. So say, for example, a fluorescent lamp or a light bulb. We work with a company called Recycle Technologies in Blaine. So what happens to a bulb is it's actually crushed and separated using a dry separation process to recycle the lamp. So 96% of that bulb is actually recovered glass. 2% of it is aluminum. Less than 2% of it is a phosphorus powder, which makes it light up. And then less than 1% is mercury, and that they collect for refining. The recovered glass actually goes into a process where they can use it to make asphalt.
Crazy.
So you had mentioned you weren't familiar with being able to take in your used cooking oil.
No.
Yeah, so cooking oil, we happen to work with a company called Sanimax in South St. Paul. So they collect fats and oils that are used for actually a variety of markets and industries. So those materials can actually go into making various solvents, soaps, which I like to mention to people. And then also they can use it to make industrial chemicals, even household paint or potentially a biodiesel.
So really there is a place for all of what we perceive to be waste as far as hazardous waste goes. There's a place then it goes on and some of it lives on in other ways.
Absolutely. So we really try to work with companies that can use or reuse products according to the waste hierarchy, which number one is we want things to be reused and then recycle. And so the companies we work with are really focused on that. As you go lower down in the hierarchy, yeah, then we may end up in situations where it's being used for fuel, or worst case scenario, it may end up in land disposal. So for example, the electronics company that we work with, they focus on three-phase sorting, they call it, where they look at reuse, but most importantly, they also are very focused on security. So they certify that they're cleaning all devices of any data that someone might have on it, and they provide us with certificates of that for everything that we send to them. So then they look at it, and if it can be reused, it gets reused. If it can be recovered and not reused, they'll look at it for parts. And then, worst case scenario, they'll recycle it where they'll break it down into glass and plastics and then market that as a commodity for manufacturing.
Doesn't it really make you feel good, Christy, about how efficient some of these hazardous waste products, how efficient the disposal is? I mean, this is fascinating to me.
Absolutely. You know, we think about just even flammable liquids and what happens to that. Well, they actually can be used. Most of them are actually consolidated and used as a fuel. So an alternative fuel, and they're used at cement kilns. So instead of using gasoline or, you know, a clean virgin fuel, they're actually able to recover some of the flammable materials that we collect here in Dakota County at our recycling zone and then use them as an alternative fuel.
Boy, it sure does pay to recycle what you have in your garage. And again, can you give the address and the hours of the recycling place in Eagan?
Sure. So it's called the Recycling Zone, and its address is 3365 Dodd Road, or known as Highway 149 in Eagan. And again, the hours are Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Thursday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Christy, really great to chat with you. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for sharing this information with our listeners on KDWA. Christy Otterson, she is a household hazardous waste program manager with Dakota County, and wow, really good information. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.